Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Rocket Football fans, Week 10 is in the book. So is the 2022 regular season with a 40-13 win over Louisville DeSales on Friday night at Rocket Stadium. Nice way to close out a 6-4 regular season, Coach Courtney.
Yeah, it was. It was good to keep the momentum going on to the playoffs and, keep things going against a good opponent that came out and played hard and continued to fight and gave us a lot of different things. It had me scared there for a while. They really competed really hard and fought back in it, and we were able to pull away there at the end again. But it was a good football game. It was good to see a lot of our guys do some good things.
You know, when they got off of the bus and got in pads, walking up to the stadium, they looked pretty good.
Yeah.
They were big. That's as big a lineman, yeah. Couple of linemen I've ever seen. And they looked like linemen. They weren't just rotund guys.
Yeah, they're not just big and sloppy guys. Those two big boys can play. The one can really play. And I knew that on the film. Like I said, I didn't know really what to expect. I didn't know how good. But I knew that they were a pretty good football team. And they came in and showed that. When they ran the football, they were able to establish the line of scrimmage quite a bit against us and really move our smaller guys back. We were able to find ways to get stops and things. But they're a big, strong, good, well-coached football team.
Of course, we had no trouble piling up yards, but most of that was through the air. Just a huge night for Micah Newcomb and Caleb Nesbitt. And, you know, we keep talking about them every week, and golly, they're getting really good together.
Yeah, just what else do you say about them? I feel like I remember Liberty Creek when at halftime, or maybe whenever that discussion was between Coach Berry and Micah about just got to start trusting those guys and do what you can do, just let it go. And I feel like ever since then, they've just been on fire. I feel like Micah's been trusting the guys, and the guys have been making plays for him. Offensive line's been holding up. Offense about as efficient as you could be outside of penalties. We got to fix the penalties. But besides that, I mean, like I said on the coach's show, I don't know if you remember, we said that Austin said he made every right decision in practice, which is a big deal. And then you see it in the game just translate. The ball's going the right place every single time. And it's just good to see. I think the offense is really doing a great job. I think Coach Berry deserves a lot of credit putting them in good positions. That defensive coordinator, hats off to Coach Berry after the game. I can tell you that. He was really putting them in some pickles and really putting our offense in good situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the offense never quit clicking. There were a couple of times there in the second half that they were able to get on the scoreboard and make a game of it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But some turnovers, some key turnovers, and I know you're big on turnovers, and you did a pretty good job. You were 5-0 in that game.
Yeah. The thing that doesn't show up in the stats is the onside kicks, though, which we were able to get one, too, but they got those two, and that's what made the game close. Which I don't know. I even talked to Andy or had Austin message him. Like, those don't really show up really anywhere, but they are huge.
and
I mean, they're the same as a turnover, the exact same thing. Right. So those two things, having those two in the second half is what allowed them to get back in the football game. Our offense didn't punt all night. We went for a punt and faked it, but they were able to stay on the field for a long time there and get some drives together and two onside kicks. So those were good things to learn from. You don't want a lot of adversity, obviously, but there are some things that we need to fix on those teams. And, you know, it's good to know before the playoffs and to see those things and get them fixed now.
Of course, Newcomb and Nesbitt were your offensive players of the game. And on defense, a guy we call his name every week, Briley Berry, he has 13 tackles, 10 of those solos, and an interception and a tackle for loss. Pretty nice day at the office.
Yeah, Bradley's just so smart. Probably the smartest that I've coached. We had to stop their screen game, which we don't talk a whole lot about game plan stuff before, but we knew we had to stop the receiver on the outside, which we struggled with a little bit, and then the screen game was right there. Those two things we had to stop, and they opened the game up with the screen, and Bradley's all over it and tackles it for a loss. And those plays are huge. Like, you don't think about the screens, but that's a big, big part of their offense, that running back screen, and he was able to take it away by himself. And it was just him with three linemen leading the way most of the time and him making those solo tackles. Just extremely intelligent, great job preparing. He's a guy today I've got the scouting report already done for Fort Knox. He's already got it. You know, before we've even been to practice, he already knows it. He's already went over it. I saw him in the hallway and asked him about a couple of things. He already knew everything. He already knows exactly what we're doing on Friday. And his preparation shows up on Friday nights. It really does, how smart he is and the work that he puts in. And Barry's are hard workers. They really are, all of them. And he fits right in line with them.
Well, they're pretty good coaches, as we've seen. We've got a couple of them on staff.
Yes, absolutely.
And he would make a good one. In fact, I talked to you last week when you were not feeling well before the game. I said, what would you do if you couldn't make it to the game on Friday night? If you just – there was no way you could coach, you would call the defense. And you said, well, it might be Briley Berry.
Yeah, and I talked to him because I just never know with those headaches. And it was a – weird week, and I'm really proud of the guys and the way that they stepped up and the coaches without me being there. They did a great job. But, yeah, I told him if that happens, then it would go to Briley. Just with Coach Berry has so much on his plate with the offense, and Coach Brown has so much. And then Qualls has to signal the plays, and that's the only coaches that are down that are here every day that are on the field. So Briley has a great grasp of what we're doing, knows everything inside and out, you know, just like if he was a coach. So he could do it, and that is, honestly, I'm pretty sure what we would do if that situation ever happened. And hopefully it does.
When you've got a guy who's physically impressive like Briley is, who's worked himself into good physical condition to play middle linebacker and then has that coach-like mentality, man, what a mix that is.
Yeah, it is, and it shows. And, yeah, just – I don't could say, you know, sit here and talk everything about him. Yeah. But, yeah, just everything you want in your middle linebacker, quarterback of the defense. And, you know, a lot of our guys are like that. Caleb and Micah, too. The guys that really are putting in the work, it's really showing and coming into play on Friday nights.
But Case Govan had a big night, too. He had 10 tackles, a fumble recovery, and a tackle for loss. So, you know, he's a guy that's right there, too. And as far as defense goes, but you name him special teams player of the game, he just keeps getting those blocks, doesn't he?
Yeah, and some of those tackles were on special teams as well. He's flying down on kickoff, first kickoff of the game. He's the one that recovers the fumble. He's our long snapper and our short snapper. He does a lot for us on special teams too, kind of like Morgeson. He's just not the one that you necessarily see because the foot's not on the ball. But he's a big part of everything we do on special teams. With that being that snapper, I think we did actually have maybe one or two low snaps maybe all year long. But he's an outstanding job snapping the ball and deserves a lot of credit for that. And his effort is just unmatched. He always is just playing so hard. And, you know, it was good to reward him with the special teams player of the game for that.
And then on the line, Grayson James, he just continues to play well. And he got some time in over on defense too and had a couple of solos and a tackle for loss.
Yeah, Grayson's doing a good job. I believe we went with Lane West though on lineman of the week.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're good though. But Grayson played really well also, and he's getting really good defensively. And it is worth mentioning the improvement that he's made. He was one that wasn't getting a whole lot of time defensively, but started to, you know, towards the end of the year, and is really starting to make some impact plays. But we did decide to go with Lane West as lineman of the week, and he just had another great job of doing his job. There were a lot of big boys up there that we had to block, a lot of blitzing linebackers and pressures we had to pick up. He just continues to get better, and we said everything we can about him too. Just is the same story. He works hard. He wants to get better. He keeps getting better every week, and it's just great to see. And he's been huge for our team this year.
Who, of course, gosh, we've won four in a row now. You know, you can't ask for anything better after, you know, winning two of your first six and then closing out the season with four straight wins. Who's clicking? Who's somebody we do not talk about, you know, week after week that's clicking right now that doesn't show up maybe in the box score that we need to talk about? Anybody in particular?
Nobody stands out that we don't really talk about. There's a lot of people. I feel like the whole team is coming together and doing really well.
Of course, getting Ben and McDaniel back.
Really
helped. Counts back this week was big to have those guys back.
Yeah, both those things. Rowan Perkins back was big.
And had a couple of catches.
Catches. What he does for us on special teams goes unnoticed a lot. He's one that you could mention he's been out that really makes impact on special teams that you don't see. Fast, athletic. He's able to play him a little bit of a different position there at the end of the game where he got to blitz off the edge and stuff a little bit. And you see how just versatile and fast that he is and how his athleticism can cause people problems. So I don't really – everyone's playing pretty well. They really are. I mean, we're at the right time. I feel that we're coming together. We have a real identity offensively, I feel like, that maybe we didn't have last year this time of year. Really have a clear understanding of what we want to do and who the ball needs to go to and when it does. And everyone's just doing their job. A lot of guys are making a lot of plays. It was great to see Casey Cates. He's one guy that can make a lot of plays. Yeah. But just don't get the opportunities. We've said it all year. It's just tough. There's just one ball to go around. And you know, we haven't had a running back over 100 yards all year long, and we got some really good backs. But when you're only getting 5 or 6 touches, I mean, you got to have some big ones break. And, you know, just a lot of guys. Casey Cates made a great play, broke some tackles. And, you know, and I'm proud of him and a lot of them. They don't complain about they want the ball, even though I know that they feel like they can do good things with it. And we know that they can, too. It's just on any given night, who it could go to, we don't know either. What the defense is giving us, what formation and plays we need to be in. And they're just doing a good job playing team ball and when they get opportunity, making the best of it and just being a great teammates. And that's what we have to be. There's so many of them, and we know that they can all make plays, but unfortunately there's just one ball and only so many plays.
You know, Casey scored that touchdown on the catch. I thought maybe that was his first one, but we went back and looked, and that was actually his second.
Second he scoring one touchdown. Last year or
no,
this year?
Earlier this year.
Who was? Oh, that's right, in the back of the end zone going towards Rocket Arena. I remember it. Yeah. Maybe Madisonville.
I think
something
Andy
like that.
Remembered that
or
looked it up. But So what the beepers get done, we're here in Rocket Arena, and I guess it's time to change something.
Yes.
So, Coach Courtney, catch me up here. Fort Knox comes in here, and we'll begin the playoffs this week, 7 o'clock.
No, 6:30. We're going to have to move it up.
Okay, good point. Yes. Glad I asked that question. So, we're going to start a little early, 6:30, and then the ticket, it will be on Ticket Leap, all the tickets, and there are no passes, right?
Yeah, passes. You can't take them in the playoffs because we have to split the gate with the opposing team, so no passes will be accepted.
Yeah. Now, also, we want to talk a little bit about the state of the region, I guess, or the two districts in the playoffs. Fulton County has dropped out, which means Bethlehem does not have an opening round game, as does they get a bye, as does Campbellsville, who was the number one seed. So your 1 and 2 both have a bye, and now Bethlehem is going to have an extra week to work. And you know, of course, we fully expect to win the first game in the playoffs and get there, and don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But gosh, it just having these teams play the season and then drop out in the playoffs, tough business, creates some problems.
Yeah, it does. You know, like you said, obviously, I mean, you think about that stuff a little bit. You can't help to. But our focus right now has just got to be on Fort Knox and making sure that we handle business this week. They're a much improved team from the past, and I feel like their coach does a really good job. So that's our main focus. But it is tough. You know, I don't know the whole situations of what causes teams to do that. I'm sure that money plays a role in travel, and I know injuries with them. They've had a tough roll with that. But it does put some things in a bind. But, yeah, it's just a tough situation.
Yeah, tough situation. So two byes on the other side of the bracket from West Kentucky. All right, Coach Courtney, we'll again have our coaches show later in the week. Tune into that. We'll get you caught up on Fort Knox and talk about the playoffs. Thanks, Coach Courtney.
Thank you.